The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then what do you want us to do? Do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' And he answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Today we have another parable and another private explanation. I always feel a little odd preaching about these parables, a sort of, here's what Jesus said to the crowd, and here's what Jesus said to the 12, and now here's what Jesus really meant. But this story of the wheat and the weeds is so easily co-opted and taken out of context, out of the context of Matthew's gospel, that it deserves some discussion. I remember a discussion of this parable over Sunday lunch after church when I was growing up. Now, I'll admit that in high school, I was just a bit opinionated. I think my father actually described me as occasionally wrong, but never in doubt. I was adamant that seeds are seeds, either good or bad, and unchangeable. A weed was a weed and could never make wheat. Likewise, a person must either be born a child of the kingdom or a child of the evil one. My mother, being much wiser and more compassionate, argued for a more generous look at the parable. But my linear and literal mind was set. I had no doubts, but I was wrong. So let's take a look at this parable in light of three of the major themes in Matthew's gospel and see if we can come to a better understanding of the parable of the wheat and the weeds as a parable of the kingdom of God. So over the next few minutes, we'll take a look at the parable within the theme of identity, the theme of judgment, and the theme of the apostolic mission of the church. The identity theme, the judgment theme, and the apostolic theme. And then we can look at how we take this parable into our everyday lives. First, the identity theme in Matthew's gospel. From the very start of the gospel, with the genealogy of Jesus, to the identification of those who are Jesus' brothers and sisters and mother as those who do the will of God, to the trial and crucifixion of Jesus, Matthew's gospel reorders our expectations about identity, the identity of the Messiah in Jesus, and the identity of those who are in relationship with God, the identity of the beloved. Through Christ, we are no longer the people of God, determined by their lineage in the tribe of Judah, the house of Israel. No longer children of Abraham. Jesus makes the radical statement that the kingdom of heaven is not defined by ancestry, but by fruit. At this point in the ministry of Jesus, he is speaking only to the people of Israel. Jesus is speaking about them when he describes the field sown with good seed and then corrupted by the enemy. This could be the one sentence summary of the history of Israel. The good seed of the Torah and the blessing of God corrupted by false idols, the Baals and the Ashtaroth of the other nations. And this definition of identity that we see in the parable, children of the kingdom and not children of the evil one. This is the identity that we manifest as we are made disciples by the teaching of Jesus and baptized into the name, into thy identity, into the very family of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is the identity as children of the kingdom that allows us to bear the fruit of the kingdom. Oftentimes we make a mistake in this ordering, and we order this truth incorrectly. We think, if I can make good fruit, then I can be a child of the kingdom. This is the old temptation of Satan. If you really are the Son of Man, if you really are a child of God, this is the temptation we must resist. The more proper order is, because you are a child of the kingdom, your fruit is good. Because you are beloved child, you shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. This brings us to the second theme demonstrated in this parable, the theme of judgment or the theme of sorting. Jesus is indeed talking to the people of Israel in this part of his ministry. And I don't know that they're very different from the church when it comes to our tendency to try and determine who is in and who is out. For some of us, the question is, am I in or am I out? For others of us, it's more like, how can someone like Rob be in? We begin to form in our minds a hierarchy of sins. Perhaps we're okay with greed, but lust is bad. Perhaps lying is okay as long as you're pro-life. Perhaps sexual sin is okay as long as it's heterosexual. Perhaps hate is okay as long as it's directed at people who are not like us. I could go on all day listing the hypocrisy of the church as we try to find who is in and who is out. But we are those servants who come to the master and say, why didn't you sow good seed? Why don't you let us go and pull out all the weeds? And yet, Jesus tells us, do not root them out lest you damage the wheat along with the weeds. Then he tells them that he himself, and not us, will do the sorting at the end of the age. Make no mistake, there will be a sorting. But our call is not to sort. There will be judgment, but our call is not to judge. Our call is to be wheat in the midst of the weeds, to be love in the midst of hatred, to be light in the midst of darkness, to shine like the sun because we are indeed children of the kingdom of heaven. And this brings us to the final theme Matthew that we need to consider as we look at this parable, the apostolic theme, the theme of sending out. From the sending of the 12 into the towns and villages ahead of Jesus, healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, and casting out demons, to the final command to go into every nation making disciples, teaching and baptizing them into the life of the Trinity as we walk in the company of Christ, to whom has been given all power and authority in heaven and on earth. We find in Matthew this theme of being sent on the mission of Christ. We're scattered like seeds in the field of the world. We are neither the sower scattering the seeds, nor the angels who reap the harvest, nor the servants who come to the master. We are sent as seeds, as children of the kingdom, to bear fruit of the kingdom. But what about those weeds that spring up around us? Can a weed be made wheat? The interesting thing about the plant that I think Jesus is describing here as the weed is it looks just like wheat, right up until the kernels of the grain form, right up until it's almost time for the harvest. There's really not a way to tell the difference. But what about change? Can a weed become wheat? With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Can a tax collector become an apostle? Can a Gentile be a child of God? Can a sinner become a saint? Can love overcome hate? Can life defeat death? In Christ, this is not only possible, it truly is. And so, dear children of the kingdom of heaven, brothers and sisters, beloved in Christ, I bid you come to this table. Hear again the words of love. This is my body and my blood, which is given for you and for many. Be assured in these words and in this sacrament that your identity and your life is in the eternal life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then go. Go into this field not to judge or condemn, but to shine in righteousness. Make manifest the transforming power of Christ, bringing love where there is hatred, life where there is death, light where there is darkness, bearing the fruit of the kingdom of heaven in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.